Hey, this is Mike June. Tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
Mama taught me well, and I put on my holy suit and go downtown to the Catholic Church and learn the golden rule. And as I grew and saw the world and read from the great books, I soon learned that the men who own God ain't nothing but liars and crooks. In stained glass windows, well, they don't let in the light. Old man's Bible ain't no way to live your life. Well, Jesus was born to a carpenter in a manger in Bethlehem. Taught us about a new way of living, was to love each and every man. And the poets, they wrote every word that he spoke. The meaning got hidden and the language got broke. Now Jerusalem's been up in smoke since they crucified him.
Welcome, friends, to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's a good way to live your life, filling your ears and your head and your heart with good music. And we will do that for you for the next couple of hours and play some good stuff. My name is Jeff, the host of this fine program. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that. Some people have said that it's fine. I don't know that I necessarily agree most days, but, you know, it's up to your own interpretation. You stick around for a couple hours and then you decide. All right, whether it's a fine program or not. I thought that was a fine start to the program, though. Title track to the brand new record by our good friend Mike June, and I keep telling you, this record is so good. I listen to it all the time, and he still needs a bit more cash to make this thing actually come out, and it's so good, it needs to come out. So if you feel like it, head on over to MikeJune.com and order yourself up a copy. You can do the usual $10 download, or you can spend a little more, get a CD, a poster, a vinyl copy, whatever you want. Just help the guy. You know, get this thing off the ground because it's going to be great. It's going to be super great is what it's going to be. And I'd love for you to help Make it happen. We try to make good things happen here on the program, and we will continue to do so today. And I don't know. What do you want to hear? Is there stuff you want to hear? I know I got some stuff to do today. I got some new stuff and a couple things coming up. And we're going to pay a tribute coming up in a little bit to a great songwriter, performer, and person who passed away recently. That's going to be coming up a little bit later on in the program, but we got time, you know, for whatever you want to hear, and whatever you want to hear, we'd love to hear about it. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, jeff@telltheband2gohome.com. You can find us on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Robson, and on the Facebook, and, you know, all those other things as well. So, you know, you can do it. All right. So let's do it. Let's play some music here. I'll play this. I'll play this. Excuse me. I think I'm going to play one more from the, our pal Shannon Lyon has a new ever-growing album up on the Bandcamp, which you can download. We'll play something from that collection in just a minute. But first I want to play something from a guy who Shannon introduced me to a couple of years ago. He produced a record for this guy, and a fine record at that. This guy, though, has gone and recorded his new record, the follow-up, with another of our favorites, Ron Hawkins of The Lowest of the Low, produced his new record. And if there's a couple of ways to get my attention, it's hang out with Shannon Lyon and hang out with Ron Hawkins. Okay, you got my attention. And turns out it's pretty good stuff. The record is called A Dozen Hearts. This is something from a guy who calls himself Merle. And, well, I guess we better play this one, you know, since he sucked up to us and all. This one's called Winnipeg.
She danced through the streets, holding my They are the foothills of heaven. They
feel the summer of the soul. Of a nameless wanderer, of the blood red yonder, stoned by mercy, lead me home. Well, should have known it right from the start. Wild roses couldn't tame her
place, and I'm not scared of loss or empty space.
already knows your face. Take me with all haste. Cause I know you, but thought I knew you better. And I'm not trying to say this isn't fun. And I'm sure that this battle's far from won. In a city where nobody sees the sun, that's where we begun. Only the heaviest rain falls on the dirtiest snow. So we'll lock our doors and turn our backs, and then we'll go. Really suits the weather. Way out east, all the rivers begin to freeze, and the coastlines decide to cut your knees. In a city where no one knows how to see what a strange disease. Only the heaviest rain. It's persistent, all these thoughts of never finding rest in a place I thought I could, and resorting to lust like I never should. Now the salt in the soil where I once stood, where I once stood.
Oh, is that great or what? I just love that. So good. And a great record, too. This band is kind of rocking my world right now. I really like it. The band is called The River and the Road. The album's called Headlights. And that was Strange Disease. And it's a pretty fine record. Highly, highly recommend that one these days. The River and the Road. Before that, we heard Philip Bosley. Philip Bosley is a guy who you might have seen with playing with other people. He's played with a bunch of people. I know he played with Roger Maron, and I can't even remember who else all of a sudden. But he has a record of his own out called Big Rumors in a Small Town. It's produced by and recorded by another guy who played with Maron and a bunch of other people. Also played with Fred Eaglesmith. Matt Keegan helped him make this record. And a fine record at that. We heard his Sweet Country Tune. Before Phil Bosley, we heard Ben Rogers. Now, Ben Rogers is the brother of... I guess he must be the axe murderer. Yeah. Ben Rogers' brother is the axe murderer, I guess. You know, from The Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer. So the axe murderer helped, he produced this thing and played all over it and helped make one hell of a great record. Record is called The Blood Red Yonder. We heard something called Wild Roses, Ben Rogers, liking that stuff. Something new from Shannon Lyon, rocking out a little bit there. Love Is All Around You from his Shoreline project, which you can get on the Bandcamp. And we kicked it off with something from Merle from his new record, A Dozen Hearts, produced by Ron Hawkins. We heard Winnipeg in there. All right, well, here, let's steer in the other direction and try this again. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but the computer's cutting out again, and it's making me really, really freaked out. Because I have a bad feeling that it's not the computer's fault, and that my iPod might be the problem. And let me tell you, friends, if my iPod goes down, this show might come to an abrupt halt, like forever. I've come to rely on the damn iPod far too much. And now that you can't buy them anymore, I know it's going to crash and burn, and I know my whole life is going to be ruined. So, you know, without any more pressure, I think we're going to try it again, and we're going to try to spin a tune off there, because we got a request from an old friend of ours who gave us a call after a long time. Good to have you back out there, Dale. I think maybe this is the one you were talking about. I don't know. We'll play it for you. We're playing something from Fred Eaglesmith by request. Actually, we'll play a two from Fred, because Fred was tied in with the songwriter who we're going to pay tribute today, the late, great Audrey Auld from Australia. She became a big fan of Fred's, and then her and Bill Chambers started putting out Fred records in Australia on their label Reckless Records, and they became fast friends, and Audrey became a big hit in the Fredhead circles, played at a lot of Fred Eaglesmith events, including the train trip that went from Winnipeg to Churchill. I believe she was on that, and many other things, and we'll play some stuff from Audrey, because she just recently passed away, unfortunately, far too young. It's a shame that I haven't played you more Audrey Auld in the past, because I've been listening lately and just digging it. So we're going to play something from the late, great Audrey Auld. We're going to play her singing along with Fred in a minute. But first, by request, here's Fred taking us on the old freight train. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Friend of mine, and Dar went and totally recorded one of my songs a few years ago, and Dar recorded my song as a lesbian song, and I really never thought of myself as being much of a lesbian songwriter, and then I got this great big royalty check in the mail one day, and it's just been lesbian song after lesbian song ever since. I can't even help it anymore. I start writing a song about a semi-truck. Next thing you know, it's just a big old lesbian driving that truck. I start writing a song about a roundup, and all the girls got their irons in the fire. It's just lesbian song after lesbian song, and you can go ahead and say that with me if you want. It'll make you feel a lot better about your miserable little life. It's just lesbian song after lesbian song. So the next time you see Dar Williams, you tell her I got a closet full of lesbian songs I'm dying to share with her. And the one she recorded goes like this. On fire. She's got all those charms. I'm a house on fire too, but I got four alarms. And I'm wilder than her, and it drives her out of her mind. I guess she thought that she was just one of a kind, but she's a summer storm. I'm a hurricane. One just blows through town. One blows the town away. And I'm wilder than her. We go driving in our cars, racing through the night. She can drive as fast as me, but she stops at all the lights. She says, 'cause I'm crazy. She's probably right. But I think that the reason is that I'm twice as wild. Because I'm wilder than her, and it drives her out of her mind. I guess she thought that she was just one of a kind. But she's a summer storm. I'm a hurricane. One just blows through town. One blows the town away. And I'm wilder than her. But when she takes my hand, she looks me in the eye. I see something that I've never seen in my life. She takes the fire, turns it down low. She takes the night, makes it not so cold. She takes the distance, breaks it into miles. She makes my life just a little less wild. Because I'm wilder than her, and it drives her out of her mind. I guess she thought that she town. One blows a town away, and I'm wilder than her.
Tell the band to go home. This is John D. Graham. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
There's mud in your eye, your teeth are stained, your mind is dark, your life is pain. You drink black water, smoke a troubled pipe, deli the day, rock all night. You're gentle, savage, brutally damaged, there's an ape on your back, your voice is ravaged. Your world's a petals falling from the sun. Blood on your clothes, holes in your shirt, your heart fell out, you poke at the hurt, tobacco and ink and a smoking guitar, you cheated death in your wrecked up car, your bones are cracked, your back is broken, it's better to write what can't be spoken. Words are petals falling from the sun. A cult under the radar, fed your ego, called you a player. You sold your rights, but not your soul. They broke your bank, stuck you in a hole. Then the cow ran dry, the milk won't come. They turn you away, find another one. Your words are petals falling from the sun. Your songs are angels touching your boys, you fight your exes, prodigious son, a roughneck Texas, king of Austin, prince of pain, you swept away, but you remain.
Tell the band to go home on 101.5, and this is Mary Gaucher, and I'm listening too.
Orphan girl, meet me at the healing well. Orphan girl, got your story to tell. Story of blood, story of water, story of being a long-lost daughter, story of grief, story of shame, story of seeking your true name. Orphan girl, meet me at the healing well. Orphan girl, got your story to tell. Story of fire, story of earth, story of a mother who gave birth, story of love, story of sin, story of where we all begin. Orphan girl, meet me at the healing well. Orphan girl, got your story to tell. Orphan girl, orphan girl, meet me at the healing well. Orphan girl, orphan girl, got your story to tell.
Satan painted for sweet little sister and me. Our daddy would frown while mother was praying. His heart was so hardened that he would not believe. In anger he sware, his voice cold and loud. His Sundays were spent out with the gambling crowd. I'd never seen our daddy inside the house of God, for Satan held his hand down the path of sin he trod. when God called on Mother one night. In a voice sweet and low, her last words were spoken, asking our Daddy to raise her children right. The angels rejoiced in heaven last night. I heard our Daddy pray, dear God, make it right. He was smiling and singing with tears in his eyes, while Mother with the angels rejoiced last night. While Mother with the angels rejoiced last night.
He's a good dog. I've had him for years. He used to get up when I walk by, but now he just lifts up his ears and he thumps his tail on the floor when I talk to him. But if I talk too long, he just ignores me and he goes to sleep again. He's a good dog. Got him as a pup. I tried to teach him all them tricks, but then I just gave up, 'cause he never acted very bright. But his eyes have got this glow, and I think he actually knows some things that actually I don't. And he never barks at strangers, but then he never barks at cars. And he howls at the coyotes while they're howling at the stars. And he scratches at the back door till someone lets him in. And he scratches at the other side just to get back out again. Oh, he's a good dog. But one of these days, I'm gonna have to drive him into town, have him put away, 'cause he can barely hear no more, and he can hardly walk. But until then, I'll look at him and I'll say, he's a good dog.
Hi, this is Casey Chambers from Australia. Tell the band to go home. 101.5 UMFM.
Cool.
Rifles in the morning, turkeys in the grain, desperate boys in windswept fields running for a train, skin-soaked revelation, whiskey before dawn. They won't be the same now the Carter's gone.
Drive-ins on the state line, up on that hilltop, and Carter's in the ground. Well, it makes you kind of hang your head and cry into the dawn, 'cause it won't be the same now that Carter's gone.
White doves in the hollow, I heard somebody say, nobody's ever gonna play those songs that way again.
And I drive through old Kentucky, tearing through the gear, trying not to think of him, oh my bluegrass tears.
Put that guitar beneath the bus, I can't play another one. They don't sound the same. Carter's same. Now the Carter's gone.
Holding on to you, all them long and lonely nights I put you through. Somewhere in there, I'm sure I made you cry. Can't remember if we said goodbye, but I recall all of them nights down in Mexico. One place I may never go in my life again. Off somewhere just to hide, but I can't remember if we said goodbye. Every now and then, like a soft breeze blowing up from the Caribbean. Most November I break down and cry. If we said goodbye, but I recall all them nights down in Mexico. One place I may never go in my life again. Was I off somewhere just to hide? But I can't remember if we said goodbye. But I can't remember if we said goodbye. Goodbye. Valentine's Day, there were sirens across the Texas town. I knew I needed sleep, but I couldn't get my feet to turn around. I was halfway around the world, she was smiling beneath the tavern lights. Dreaming about Texas, wondering what she's doing tonight. Those streets were alive, and the songs still ring through my head. But I'm stuck here alone, wishing I was in her arms instead. Words that she whispered swim around and around in my brain. And I'm dreaming about Texas, wondering if I'll see her again. Sound of the night ring out like a Spanish guitar. And I'm back in her arms in those Texas cantinas and bars. Now the bright lights of Austin, there's something I wish I could see. About Texas, wondering if she ever thinks of me. Buzz on the Rosa held a crowd like we never seen before. More than 1,000 faces lined up across the dance floor. But you could have heard a pin drop when we played the Nullarbor song. And that girl stood there crying. She knew in the morning I'd be gone. Sounds of the night ring out like a Spanish guitar. Back in her arms in those Texas cantinas and bars. Now the bright lights of Austin, that's one place I wish I could be. And I'm dreaming about Texas, wondering if she ever thinks. About Texas, wondering if she ever thinks of me.
you, Willie P, I'm guessing we always will. We love you, Willie P, I'm guessing we always will. We love you, Willie P, I know.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. I'll never forget Willie P. Bennett, that's for sure. And neither will our good pal George C.W. Douglas there from his fine record, Music from Big Money, produced by our pal Brock Zeman. Zeman and Hogan and Dylan are playing all over this thing, and what a fine record it is. And George was good friends with Audrey Ald, who passed away just a few weeks ago of cancer. Unfortunately, we sort of paid tribute to Audrey in that set and kind of got off on a tangent near the end, because I just love Bill Chambers. I think Bill Chambers is just awesome. So I played you a couple from Bill Chambers. We heard Dreaming About Texas from his Sleeping With the Blues record, and his cover of Steve Earle's Goodbye in there. That comes from a compilation from Reckless Records, the record company that he and Audrey Ald ran together, and what a fine one at that. We also heard Bill in there with daughter Casey Chambers singing a Fred Eagle Smith song, Carter, there from the Fred Eagle Smith tribute record. We heard Audrey singing an Eagle Smith song, He's a Good Dog. We heard Bill and Audrey singing together. They recorded together as well and played together a lot. We heard The Angels Rejoiced and a few from Audrey's fine solo career, from an album called Resurrection Moon, which is kind of a compilation of some earlier records. We heard a great one called Down in a Hole, and we heard a couple from an album called Come Find Me, a couple of songs that pay tribute to other great singer-songwriters. We heard The Orphan Song that goes out to Mary, Gaucher, that is. And just before that, we heard a song called Petals that goes out to our pal John D. Graham from that fine record. And we heard Fred in there a couple of times before that. We heard Wilder Than Her, the song that started his lesbian songwriting career, singing along with Audrey Ald there, also on that Reckless Records compilation. And we heard Freight Train. We're going to take a break and come right back and play some more great stuff. We got some stuff coming up and some stuff to talk about, so stick around, won't you? Tell the Band to Go Home, we'll return.